be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When a large crowd gathered with people from one town after another, journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on the rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for the lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil. When it grew, it produced fruit a hundredfold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then the disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, and they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The Gospel of the Lord. Thank God that through baptism we are saved in the life of Jesus. But it doesn't mean we don't have to struggle, that so many temptations, hardships of life. The parables telling us it's natural to have temptations. Even ourselves made from the body, it's always weak. So it's not easy. The only way is to trust the grace of the Lord, to believe His presence in you. Should we have bear in mind that we have to keep His word alive in us? That's why He said, Jesus says, those who heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart. Generous means open heart, not reserved for self. Open yourself, especially open to the will of God. Every present moment, there's the will of God for each one of us. This moment, we attend Mass. The next moment, we may go to the market, we go to the office, we go back home, household work, anything that's to be done, if it is God's will, do it well, and that's the moment we are close, we are one with the Lord. And then we bear fruit with perseverance. It's not that for a couple of hours, the whole day, 24 hours, we have to live the will of God the Father. That's why there's time to rest, there's time to work, the time to prayer and time to rest, anything in the spirit of Jesus. Jesus on earth is always working, but also it took time to go to the wilderness to prayer, especially when you have to do great things. For example, before election of his apostles, the whole night he was praying. Even we know that before he's walking on the sea, after he gave the food to the people, he went up to the mountain. But seeing that the sea was rough, he went down the hill and walked on the water. But Jesus always doing things, but also praying. He has his time. That's why we receive to see the word of God, keep it in our mind, not only just for meditation. When times come, share this experience with people, how you live the word of God. Not to show off yourself, but to show them that's the way. The only way is Jesus, his word. Through living his word, we can profess our faith, not by words, but by our deeds.